He's a regular on this show, Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Henny, how you doing?
I'm good, Vic. How are you?
Doing outstanding and great to have you with us. Henny, as you know, this week I've done a series, and it continues today on today's show with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but a series of updates on the other teams in the AFC North. We kicked it off with Baltimore on Wednesday, had the Cincinnati Bengals covered on Thursday, and now we get to the Steelers. But I want to back it up to this Ravens team and get your thoughts. And I know, obviously, former teammate of Ozzie Newsome, the Ravens general manager, and you guys are very close. And I know he doesn't give you all the trade secrets, but he probably gives you a couple. But with regard to that team, he faces some challenges, let's face it, because the Ray Rice contract is something that's up in the air. You've got Ed Reed and him missing a mandatory mini camps. He's never been much to show up for those. They had about 19 players not show up for off-season workouts. I know it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it still seems like when you look at the Ravens and think of them as a contending team, they've got some challenges.
Well, they really do, Vic. And we're talking about Ozzie, who is the general manager of the Baltimore Ravens, and I have to toot his horn a little bit because he has done such a nice job in putting that football team together and making that team a team that wins year in and year out. I have to say challenging. He faces a lot of challenges, yes. But you know what, Vic? He always have the attitude that he's going to get it done. I think it weighs a lot with him with the relationship that he have with a lot of those players, guys like Ray Lewis, who is one of the leaders of that ball club. And you know, obviously Flacco and you talk about Ed Reed and guys like that. But he knows he's up against it with Ray Rice contract. Mm-hmm. And obviously you talked about the situation with Ed Reed not showing up, but it doesn't seem to faze Ozzie.
Terrell Suggs, Terrell, by the way, with his injury and Achilles and probably out for a long time.
And you know what he did? I think he gained a lot of respect with that situation because we all know what the Baltimore Ravens could have done with Suggs. I mean, obviously it was not a football-related injury,
right.
But what the Ravens decided to do was they decided pretty much, I think, to continue to pay him, which I think, and you got players look at that, and that means a lot to players. But those Baltimore Ravens, for whatever reason, Ozzie seems to, if I lose one, he has the attitude, if I lose one, I'm able to replace it with a guy that's better or just as good as the one that I lost. But he has a tremendous amount of respect for those players, and they have a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, not sure Browns fans want to hear that, but you got to state the facts as they are.
And you know what, Vic, and I'm going to say this to Browns fans because you know, and I've talked about it, when I go work out sometime I'll have on some Ravens gear, and that's only because of Ozzie.
Right.
And I look at some guys that look at me and I say, don't even try to question my loyalty. You know I bleed orange and brown, but those Baltimore Ravens, I tell you, they're a good football team. I want to see them do well, but not when they're playing the Browns.
And the black and gold of Southern Miss.
That's Southern Mississippi, baby. But there ain't no Pittsburgh anywhere over here. You know that.
Now when we talk about that, was good. When we talk about the Bengals, this is another team that interesting offseason for them, adding some defensive backs to the mix. Terrence Newman being one that they got from the Cowboys. A team that now has, I think, like six. I think the number is upwards of six corners with first round pedigree, and then a safety with first round pedigree. So and they with Dre Kirkpatrick in this draft, they're a team that clearly is adding to that mix and putting the emphasis there. And this is right in your wheelhouse. I mean, Marvin Lewis and then Mike Zimmer, the defensive coordinator, they believe it starts with really good coverage. And I guess that's the thing. When we talk Ravens, we think defense. Now you talk Bengals, and you know that's another part of that theme. And, of course, it's true with the Steelers.
Well, and you know also, Vic, with the way the league is going, meaning passing, a lot of teams lining up pretty much in the slot formations, and that means you normally have four wide receivers. You have to have more than two cornerbacks that can cover. And you have to have two guys in that slot. And obviously you have to have the two guys on the outside and the safety. And that's where Cincinnati is headed. But you have to give Marvin Lewis a lot of credit, because you're talking about a team that's a little bit further south than we are, a team that struggled for a long time. I mean, they have struggled for a long time. They've struggled with winning football games, and they've struggled trying to get fans to come to their football game.
Right.
And now it's all starting to change for them. They are no longer looked at as a team that's in the bottom of the AFC North. They are a football team that's on the rise, a football team that Marvin have them believing in themselves, and I expect them to win also. So when you're talking about the AFC North, you're talking about a very, very strong division. It is a division right now, Vic, that used to be, when we call it the AFC North, AFC Central. Mm-hmm. And when it was the AFC Central, it was a very, very strong division. You remember with us, the Bengals, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and also we had the Houston Oilers that was in the division. And you're talking about a very, very strong division. That's the way the AFC North is starting to shape up right now.
We're visiting with Hanford Dixon, a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Hanny, as we talk about the Steelers, again, you know the names and the toughness that they bring. Now, you could talk about drama there with Todd Haley being the new offensive coordinator and how he might not be getting along with Ben Roethlisberger, who had been so comfortable and so used to the Bruce Arians approach as the OC previously. So it's going to be different, and Haley's going to want to emphasize different things, bring more of a running attack to the Steelers that they had previously and hadn't had, I guess, before, because they started to do with what they did best, which was Ben Roethlisberger throwing it, but and guys like Mike Wallace catching it. Mike Wallace, contract situation that is unresolved. So there's some acrimony there, maybe some things that make you question, okay, is it possible there could be some trouble in Steelerland? I don't know that I would count on that, but it's a team that, like the others, you still have to deal with. You still have to deal with Dick LeBeau's defense. And all in all, I think, you know, when we're looking at them, yeah, we could see reasons why they might not be as good as they were before, but they're probably going to be good enough.
And again, where are we going? When we're talking about the AFC North, we bring the Pittsburgh Steelers into the equation, and we talk about defense. Again, another strong defense. A defense, and you mentioned the defensive coordinator, talking about LeBeau, who is just a master, a guy who's been around this league forever. And there's not a smarter guy on defense that know how to put his players in the right position and know how to get the most out of his players. And again, he's got some great players over there. And you mentioned a few of them. I'm not going to mention all of them, but obviously Harrison and Polamalu. We can go on and on and on. But this is a football team that hasn't missed a beat. Not a lot of head coaches that have gone over there. Obviously, right now we got Mike Tomlin, who is at the head of this football team, but a very, very strong football team. And it's funny, I was laughing, because when you start talking about Roethlisberger and then Mike Wallace, and you talk and the Steelers throwing the football for a long time, when you mentioned the Pittsburgh Steelers, we're talking about it. We used to talk about just a tough running football team,
right?
A team that played good defense and an offense that used ball control and able to control the football. But they have changed a little bit, and obviously a new offensive coordinator and Big Ben is not too happy with what's going on, because obviously he wants to throw the football, and he can throw the football. Big, strong guy, quarterback. It all goes back, Vic, to the AFC North, talking about our Cleveland Browns. You have to win the games that you're supposed to win, and that is the teams in your division. We have to be able to compete against those football teams in the AFC North.
Yeah, you can't go 0-6. It cannot happen and have any hope of doing anything, so it's got to start there. He is Hanford, top dog,
Dixon, and whoop, whoop, whoop. You caught me there, Vic.
I was waiting. I know, because I was queuing
you
up.
You know I was coming, did you?
Anyway, great stuff, and we will catch up with you again next week.
You got it, partner.
All right. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.